Hi, welcome to Lisa's Storytime. Today's story is all about the incredible superhero,
Spider-Man! Have you ever felt lonely, sad, powerless? Peter Parker felt that way every day. He was a student at Midtown High. Peter enjoyed his classes and studied hard, but he didn't have many friends. The other kids at school made fun of him for being a good student. It made Peter feel very small.
But nothing could stop Peter from enjoying science. He was the best student Midtown High had seen in many years, and his teachers was sure that he would grow up to be a famous scientist. He loved experimenting in the lab and coming up with new inventions. Peter's family were very proud of him. He lived with his Aunt May and Uncle Ben in Queens, New York. Peter loved them more than anything, and whenever he felt sad in school, he just reminded himself that he'd soon be home and he'd start to smile.
Even though the other kids at school didn't like him, Peter never stopped trying to be friendly. He had heard that there would be a great demonstration in the science hall, so he asked some of the other kids if they wanted to join him. They just laughed at Peter. One of the kids, a bully named Flash Thompson, pushed him to the ground, making him drop all his school books.
Angry and upset, Peter gathered up his books and went to the demonstration alone.
By the time Peter arrived at the science hall, he had forgotten all about Flash Thompson and the other kids. All he could think about was the experiment the scientists were going to try to control a radioactive wave that was so exciting. Peter eagerly looked on.
But so did something else. Finally, the rays were ready. The audience gathered round. The demonstration was about to begin. Peter stared in awe as the rays were activated. He was thrilled to be there in the company of such brilliant scientists. He wanted to be just like them one day, smart, talented, amazing. Everyone was so fascinated. No one noticed the tiny spider that descended between the rays just as they were activated.
The rays hit the spider, turning it radioactive. The spider fell towards the ground as it died. It bit the nearest living thing, which happened to be Peter Parker.
Peter suddenly felt weak and tired. The room began to spin. The scientist noticed that he looked ill and offered to help him. But Peter just wanted to get out of the dark laboratory and into the fresh air. He staggered outside, barely able to see where he was going.
Peter felt a sudden,
peculiar
tingling in his head. It was a strange, nagging,
urging
feeling that he had never felt before. It seemed to be saying that he was in danger. The only thing he knew for sure was that he was meant to react somehow.
To do something.
So he did. Peter was sure he must be dreaming. He could really be climbing a wall. It wasn't possible, but somehow he kept on putting one hand above the other, climbing higher and higher.
When he reached the roof, Peter grabbed onto a chimney and crushed it with his bare hand. He had never had that kind of strength before. He looked down at the street in awe and felt the same strange tingling sensation in his head again. This time it told him to climb down a clothesline. It seemed impossible, but he did it.
Peter was amazed how could this be happening to him. He remembered feeling strange right after he was bitten by the spider in the lab. And suddenly he realized where his new abilities had come from. The spider must have been changed by the experiment. Then when it bit Peter, it had given its lot, it had given its powers to him. As he wandered home, a sign outside an old wrestling
theater
caught his eye. It would be the perfect way for him to rest to test his newfound abilities.
And then he rushed straight back out. He wore a disguise so that no one could make fun of him if his plan failed. He'd been teased and taunted enough.
Peter was going to test his new powers on a brutish wrestler called Crusher Hogan. When Peter challenged him, Crusher Hogan laughed. The wrestler soon found out that it was a big mistake. Peter was paid for, well, the victory, and a man in the crowd even asked him if he wanted to be on TV. Things seemed to be working out for him at last.
And things just kept getting better. Aunt May and Uncle Ben saved up to buy Peter a new special microscope for his experiments. His uncle reminded Peter that science was knowledge and knowledge was power. And with great power comes great responsibility, Uncle Ben told him. Peter used his new microscope and his chemistry set to create a special fluid with the strength and stickiness of a spider's web. He created devices that could spin the fluid into webs the same way as a spider would. He called them his web shooters. Then he designed a sleek new costume.
All he needed now was a stage name, something that told the world who he was and what he could do. It could be nothing other than the Amazing Spider-Man.
Peter's TV appearances were a huge hit. Everyone was amazed by the Spider-Man as he climbed walls, spun webs, and swung from the ceiling.
Soon everyone wanted a piece of Spider-Man. Peter began to feel important, popular, and powerful. No one would ever be able to push him around again, not with his amazing powers. Peter daydreamed about fame and celebrity. His new life began to change him.
One day, after another TV appearance, a security guard in the studio called for Peter's help. He was chasing a thief down the hall, but Peter ignored him and the thief escaped. But Peter didn't care. He had great power, and from now on, he only needed to look out for one person, himself.
But one night, on his way home from a TV performance, Peter arrived to find police cars parked outside his aunt and uncle's house. Peter knew something was terribly wrong, and he was right.
His Uncle Ben had been killed by a criminal. The police officers told Peter not to worry. They had cornered the crook at an old waterfront warehouse. Peter immediately ran upstairs, put on his costume,
and swung across the city to catch the criminal and avenge his uncle. At last, Peter arrived at the warehouse. He landed on the far wall. The thief was stunned, and that's when Spider-Man sprang into action.
The man reached for his gun, but Peter was too fast. Before the man could shoot, Spider-Man sent out a web, snatching the gun away. The crook's hat flew from his head, and Peter finally got a good look at him.
As he looked at the crook, something slowly dawned on him. Peter felt a heavy weight in his chest. But it was the man who had killed his uncle was the same man he allowed to escape the elevator at the studio. If only Peter had stopped him, then if only he had not acted so selfishly.
Stunned, Peter tied up the criminal in webbing and dangled him from a street lamp for the police to find. The most Peter could do now was prevent him from hurting anyone else. Through the haze of his grief, Peter realized something. He had not chosen these abilities, but it was his obligation to use them for good.
It was not about money or fame or any of the other rewards his power could give him. He had finally realized that what his Uncle Ben had told him was true. With great power comes great responsibility.
And that was the rule that Peter Parker lived by from that day forward. The end. Questions. Number one, what was the name of the wrestler Peter defeated?
Number two, who killed Peter Parker's Uncle Ben?
Question three, what does Uncle Ben tell Peter Parker? With great power comes what? We would love to hear from you, our listeners. Who is your favorite superhero?
Thank you for listening.